And that is Gray Skies by the group Brilliant Corners. It's from the first recording by the Max Jazz label that was back in 1997. Max Jazz is an independent record label based in St. Louis that has a roster of both local and nationally recognized artists. It has released 74 recordings since it was founded in 1997 by Richard McDonald. Richard McDonald passed away in February of this year, and a memorial concert in his honor is set for Sunday evening at Jazz at the Bistro. Jazz at the Bistro's executive director, Gene Dobbs Bradford, joins us now, along with Mr. McDonald's son, Clayton McDonald. We welcome you both to Cityscape.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And if anyone in the listening audience knew or worked with Rich McDonald, and a lot of people did, if you'd like to contribute to this discussion, you're more than welcome to do so. And you can do that by calling 314-516-6156. That's 516-TALK. First, Clayton, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And you worked with your dad at Max Jazz. Were you there from the beginning?
Close to it. Well, the song you just played by Brilliant Corners was actually recorded in our living room in Webster Groves. So I guess it's fair to say I was there from the beginning. But I worked with him for mainly the last 11 years.
And what was your role?
Really just running a lot of the day-to-day operations. It was we were lean and mean. It was essentially just the two of us.
But you moved out of the living room, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. we were in Webster Groves. We had an office space there. But most of our recordings were done in the New York area, where a lot of our artists were based and a lot of studios were there. But we always felt like St. Louis was home, and we wanted to stay here.
Gene, as I understand, Mr. McDonald was one of your original board members?
That's right. And he was a really strong supporter. He was the kind of board member that would always respond to an email, be one of the first people to respond. He'd always be one of the first people to offer you some encouragement. If you had some good news, he'd be the first person to congratulate you, and he'd be the first person to say, what can I do to help when something was going wrong? So he was just a beautiful guy. He actually interviewed me when I got the position, and I remember he was still at A.G. Edwards at the time. So we had our meeting there, and I knew from his passion that it was going to be a great organization to work with.
Yeah, that's an interesting story, Clayton. Your dad was an investment banker
for 30 years.
For a long, long time. But he wasn't a musician himself, was he?
He was an alto saxophonist, and growing up in the late 50s, early 60s, the John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Paul Desmond, the likes of those were big influences, and he played in the Air National Guard jazz band for a while, and then decided he realized he wasn't going to be one of the top saxophonists, so he went on to pursue an MBA at Wash U and then went on to A.G. Edwards.
I want to make a correction. I can't believe I did this. I gave out the wrong phone number in the beginning, so I hope that didn't mess anybody up. If you have a remembrance of Richard McDonald and like to join us with a thought about that, the correct number is area code 314-382-8255. That's 382-8255, 382-TALK. I did know a radio host once that gave out his home number by mistake, and at least I didn't do that. Clayton, your dad, the night before he died, he suffered a stroke. But appropriate's not a good word. But he was out that night doing what he'd love to do best.
Sure.
He was out watching performances.
It is appropriate. I think I've told myself that it is, and he and I even joked at times that when it happens, he'd want to be surrounded by friends and great music. And
I think he'd been at the Sheldon. Peter Martin was performing.
He saw Peter earlier at the Sheldon, and Peter was a recording artist of ours. Did two CDs with him, and then he went on to the Bistro to hear Bill Charlap and Houston Person. And it will always kind of be his final resting place in my mind.
And that was sort of his MO. I mean, Richard always made the scene. He would he would always, if there were three jazz performances in the evening, if there were four jazz performances in the evening, he would try to get to all of them. And maybe he would just be able to stay there for a half hour. But he made a point to get around and soak up as much and support the musicians as much as he could.
Well, it's very appropriate what you're doing Sunday at Jazz at the Bistro. You're having a memorial concert there in his honor with some artists
that
he recorded and worked with. And why don't we sample a few of them in the time we have? Let's begin with Carla Cook. Would you tell me a little bit about her?
Sure. She was one of the first vocalists we recorded. Her first CD, It's All About Love, was nominated for a Grammy back in 1999. And Carla's just a beautiful person, amazing voice. She's from Detroit, has a lot of gospel and blues and soul influence in her voice. And I believe the song we're going to hear is called Tulip or Turnip from her CD Simply Natural.
Tulip or turnip, sapphire or sawdust, champagne or just homebrew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Rosebud or rhubarb, divan or doorknob, fillet or plain beef stew. Tell me, tell me, tell me, dream face, what am I to you?
Oh, Carla Cook, sounding good.
Yeah.
She'll be performing Sunday with other artists in memory of Richard McDonald of the Max Jazz record label. And he passed away earlier this year. We're talking with his son, Clayton, and with Gene Dobbs Bradford of Jazz St. Louis. It's a really interesting story that here he is, an investment banker. You said he was a musician, you know, part-time or in his spare time or for fun. But what did it take to stop that one career that paid the bills all those years and then pursue the one, you know, his passion?
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
Well, it was always a dream of his to do something to give back in a way. And, you know, when he'd be on these business trips after meetings, he would go out to the clubs and he would hear music and interact with the musicians. And I think he, over the years, knew he wanted to do something. And sure, it started out on a local level with these artists, but he looked at some other artists who were deserving of more recognition on a national level, and he knew what he wanted, and he just went for it.
382-8255, 382-TALK. We do have John calling from St. Louis. I think he actually knew your dad. Rich, hi, you're on the air. John, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is John Brophy Clayton.
Hi, John.
Rich, I was fortunate enough to being the Air Guard with Rich for 5 years. He was a wonderful sax player. Reminded me of Paul Desmond all the time when he played. And fortunate enough to have his three talented sons at John Burroughs School in my band when I was there. And Rich was just a wonderful guy, just an absolute delight. Everybody loved him and very talented man. Just wanted to call in and say that. I was listening to you guys on the radio.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
So, Clayton, were you one of those talented sons? What do you play?
I play drums. And I still like to play a bit, but yeah, John Brophy, a great instructor.
Yeah, he's like a legendary music instructor. Yeah.
Another one of the Max Jazz artists is going to be performing Sunday. That's Bruce Barth.
Bruce, I think, has the distinction of performing at the Bistro more than any other artist because he's a really excellent accompanist. He actually was. I don't know if he's still working with Tony Bennett, but he would accompany people like Laverne Butler, Carla Cook, Renee Marie, and other Max Jazz artists when they would come into town. So he actually performed here quite a bit. He's just a remarkable pianist. And I remember when he started, when they released his solo album, it sounded like he'd been taking super pianist steroids or something because he just came out with this huge sound. And I was like, well, where did that come from? Because, you know, I was so used to listening to him accompany very sensitively these vocalists that we'd have.
Look at that pianist steroid controversy. Right. here's Bruce Barth with Ask Me Now.
Ask me now.
That's Max Jazz artist Bruce Barth. And Gene, in addition to the people we've been hearing, there are going to be some very well-known local people performing, too.
We have a cavalcade of stars, as would befit the man. Dave Venn, Carol Beth True, Two Times True, Dave Dickey, Brilliant Corners, Tom Burns, Good for the Soul, Cheryl Brown, Phil Dunlap, Funky Butt Brass Band, Jesse Gannon, Willie Akins, the Bosman Twins.
And Gene.
Oh, yeah, and the Gene Dobbs Bradford Blues Experience. Will be one time that you'll hear a blues band at the bistro. But Rich would come out and hear my my performances, too, so I wanted to make sure that I got a piece of the action. Yeah.
What about Terrell Stafford?
Go ahead, Gene.
He's just he's one of the greatest trumpet players of our time, and he's not only an excellent excellent musician, but also an excellent educator. He teaches at Temple, and is actually going to be performing this weekend with our Jazz U students and our Jazz St. Louis All Stars. But he's one of those talents deserving wider recognition that Rich believed in and was able to produce some great some great music with.
Let's sample him. That's Terrell Stafford. Let's take one quick call in the few moments we have remaining. Susie's calling for a Fallon with a personal story about Rich McDonald. Go ahead, Susie, briefly, please.
Yes, Rich McDonald was the groomsman in my wedding, and our wedding gift was his plane. And I wanted Clayton to know that it doesn't matter whether your father became a famous person or not. Because I knew him, my life has changed for good through his music and his life and his love. He blessed and healed so many people.
Thanks so much for your call. I know your dad was much loved and is missed, and Sunday will be a wonderful opportunity for people to pay tribute to him. Jazz St. Louis presents Richard McDonald's Memorial Concert, Sunday, 7 p.m. at Jazz at the Bistro. Go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, for details. Clayton McDonald, Rich's son, has been with us, and thank you for sharing and We wish you the best in the future and continued success for Max Jazz.
Thank you so much.
Gene Dobbs Bradford, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And last night, I facilitated a discussion at Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis with this year's Great Rivers Biennial Artists and the Young Friends of St. Louis Public Radio. It was a great time. We had a lot of fun. I want to thank everyone for their hospitality there. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about Circus Flora's new production and about a concert by Opera Theater of St. Louis singers to benefit the Siteman Cancer Center. Then tune in Monday for St. Louis on the Air. It's a holiday rebroadcast of Don Marsh's discussion about the colonial history of St. Louis. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, and Kyle Jacoby. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. And one closing note. Last fall, we talked with cellist Bjorn Ranheim about the 442's CD project and their Kickstarter campaign to fund it. Well, the campaign was successful, and tonight, the 442's are releasing the CD. You can find out more by reading Terry Perkins' online feature. Go to the Arts and Culture page of stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great holiday weekend, and join us next time.